Australia's unpredictable 2020 is set to end in uncertainty as New South Wales wakes up to fresh restrictions. New South Wales will ring in the new year with tougher limits on home visitors and outdoor gatherings after recording 18 new COVID-19 infections yesterday. A new cluster in the city's inner west has authorities fearing those numbers will continue to rise. In Victoria, contact tracers have worked through the night after three new COVID-19 infections broke the state's two-month zero streak. 40 close contacts are already in isolation. Authorities believe the cases are connected to the Greater Sydney outbreak. Victoria will tonight shut its border to Wollongong and the Blue Mountains in a bid to keep numbers down. And the WA government has warned that while travel into the state from Victoria remains the same for now, it won't hesitate to make changes to the border if necessary. Western Australia currently allows quarantine-free travel with Victoria, but that's predicated on there having been no cases in the community for 28 days. When New South Wales recorded community cases, WA shut its border in a matter of days. And the South Australian Police Commissioner says South Australians should strongly reconsider travel to New South Wales in the wake of the latest cases. Police are also advising South Australians already in New South Wales to consider returning home as soon as possible.